This is the Bates Bobcast, our weekly podcast about the week that was in Bates Athletics. My name is Aaron Morse, and this week we're previewing the final two events of the school year for Bates Athletics. The seniors have graduated, but the rowing teams aren't done yet. The women's team is head to West Windsor, New Jersey for the NCAA Championships, while the men's team heads to Camden, New Jersey for the IRA National Championship. We preview both this week on the Bates Bobcast. The women's rowing team is on Mercer Lake in West Windsor, New Jersey this Friday and Saturday, with heats starting at 8 a.m. on Friday and finals set for Saturday at the NCAA Championships. It's the Bobcats' 17th trip to NCAAs in the last 18 years, but for senior captain Riley Eaton, it's her first trip to nationals. Well, Riley, before we talk about the rowing team, you grew up on an island, Little Deer Isle, Maine. Tell us about that experience. What was that like?
I grew up on a small island off the coast of Maine, connected to the mainland by a suspension bridge. My graduating class was 26 kids. I was one of five students in my class to go to college and continue through the 4 years. Yeah, I played basketball and soccer all growing up. Basketball was like my main sport. I poured my heart and soul into that, and then didn't work out for me to play when I got to Bates. But I got here in the fall and was like, oh my God, I don't know how I can like function not having a sport. And so then I emailed the assistant coach at the time and she let me right on.
So did you hear about like rowing having a history of walk-ons, or how did you first hear about the opportunity of you could possibly row?
Yeah, so actually my freshman year I lived in Rand, and my JA and the JA of the second floor were like friends, I guess. The JA of the second floor, Daria Lee, she, like my JA and her were taking the floors out for ice cream, and it was me and one other girl and the two JAs that went like showed up. And Daria was talking about rowing, and she's like, you guys should come to, like, the open boathouse and the first team meeting, like, just if you're interested. And so I went, and yeah.
What appealed to you about Bates? I mean, because it sounded like you considered maybe walking on for basketball, but what appealed to you about coming to Bates academically, perhaps?
Yeah, so to be completely honest with you, it was during COVID. I was not sure where I wanted to apply, where I wanted to go.
Right.
And her, like the guidance counselor at the school was like, gave me a list of schools that she thought I might like and schools to apply to. So I applied to a bunch of different schools. And Bates gave me the best financial aid. And that's where that's where I decided to come. And then I got here and I think I could not have made a better choice. Bates has been a perfect fit for me. So I think I really just got lucky.
Awesome. Well, I mean, you'd never row before, so what was the first time getting into a boat like?
Yeah. So Bates has this way of kind of just throwing you in, which at first is very scary, but I do think it's honestly the best way to learn. So I was thrown into two-seat between Elizabeth Gramley and Levia Bernhardt, who have now become two of my closest friends. And my first step into a boat, everybody was like, oh my God, no, 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 no. I had stepped into the bottom of the boat, which I guess is thinner, instead of like the seat part. So no instructions, but I clearly made the first step wrong. Got a lot of oars to my back because I was going the wrong direction. Sadly put my oar in Levia's back a bunch of times. But the learning curve was exponential. Like even the second day I was on the water was a lot better. So
who'd you learn the most from kind of early on?
Emma Wheeler. She was a volunteer coach my novice season.
Okay, yep.
She had graduated a few years before and was a very talented rower and came back. She just happened to be in Maine that fall.
Mm.
And my freshman year, there was a whole boat of walk-ons who had never rowed before. So they'd send that boat of people out with Emma every day. And it was great. She really was the one who built the foundations, I think, for most of us. Sadly, there's only two of us left, but.
Gotcha. Well, and you've worked your way now into the second varsity eight and also being a team captain. What's the experience like this year being one of the captains of this team?
Yeah, I would say it has been one of the biggest challenges that I have faced, but also the most rewarding things that I've done here. I think I have a new appreciation for the team and like what it means to be a Bates rower. You don't really realize how much goes into it. I mean, this last year at this time, Maddie, Hannah, and I sat down and had a conversation of where we wanted to be this year at this time. And it was then that we started planning all the groundwork of here's what we're going to do for a training plan for the summer. Here's how we get people motivated. What can we do for the winter training to keep people engaged? Because really, all your strength right now comes from the work that we did in January.
Yeah.
That you can't gain. Right now, it's just honing in on your tech. You can't gain the strength you gained that you got in January. So we really were trying to figure out how can we keep people motivated to show up. And there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes on with that I had no idea.
You mentioned that a lot of the novices obviously did not stick with it because it's very hard, obviously.
Yeah.
What made you stick with it?
I don't know. I think that I really, like, growing up on Deer Isle, like, I love being on the water. Like, that's a place where I feel like I can really relax and be at ease. And it's really nice to go out to the boathouse every day for 3 hours. You're away from technology. You're away from people. It's just you and a boat. Obviously, four to eight other people, but you still, it's a sense of you can just kind of get in the zone and forget about everything else.
You mentioned, you know, meeting last year, talking about where you wanted to be at this time. Obviously, last year, the team unfortunately did not make NCAAs. This year, I was at the watch party, if you will, did not know if you were going to make it. And you being a senior, having never gone yourself, I mean, what was going through your mind as you were preparing to watch the unveiling and you would, because you knew you would know right away because it goes in alphabetical order, right?
Yeah. So we had our like blade ceremony on Monday, so mm-hmm. the day before. And we had no idea at that point. I mean, I don't even know if Coach knew up until when it was read off. So we had literally no idea what was going to happen. And so at blade ceremony, Coach was like, do you guys want to practice tomorrow? Like, what's the deal? And we were like, yeah, we would really love to, like, come practice. So Tuesday morning, we rolled up to the boathouse. Beautiful morning. I think my boat had four seniors in it, and we were all rowing that day like it was our last time ever rowing. So we were prepared to not get to go. But then our name got called, and everybody was incredibly excited.
Were you surprised personally? I mean, like, it sounds like you might have been.
Yeah, like, last year we knew, like, that we would not be going.
Right.
Like, we did not have a good performance at the end. And this year we've had a really good season. We built a really good resume for ourselves, if you will. And we didn't have the greatest performance at NIRCs. And if you looked at the NESCAC point standings, Trin did have 1 point higher than us on the NESCAC point standings. So we weren't sure what the selection committee was going to choose to go with, if they were going to choose to go with this new NESCAC point ranking system, or if they were going to go the old-fashioned way that they had been going previously of, like, looking at a team's whole season. I was surprised, but also not surprised, because if we knew we had the better season, we just knew they had a better NIRCs.
So what's been the points of emphasis now in practice after you made it and you've had some time now to practice and prepare for this week's, you know, big NCAA championships?
Yeah. A lot of honing in on the smaller details, like how we want to do our starts, how, like, when we want to call into our sprint, really fine-tuning the equipment, making small adjustments for people's height differences or the way they might place the blade in the water. So Coach has been making a lot of small adjustments to our equipment to make it really fit the lineups that we're in now.
And you're in the stroke seat, right?
Correct.
What's that experience been like, being, you know, stroke seat? What's that like compared to maybe other seats you've been in?
Yeah. I would say since my freshman year, that's been the seat that I've sat in the most, is mm-hmm. stroke seat. This year, there's been a total of three practices that I have not been sitting in stroke seat. But last year I sat in six seat a little bit, and then my sophomore year I was two seat for a bunch, but mostly stroke seat, and I enjoy it because I feel like I can kind of help set, like, you're the one who, like, seven and eight set the rhythm for the boat, and I feel like it gives me something, like, specific to focus on that I really like.
So second varsity eight, I mean, for this boat in particular, it was kind of frustrating because New England's, you didn't get a grand final because of the weather. And then six in the grand final at NIRC's, your only real chance so far to face some of these crews. So what's this boat thinking in terms of who you kind of want to pick off? What are some goals kind of you have in your mind going into nationals here?
Yeah, I mean, the pressure's off, right? Like, we're incredibly grateful just to be able to go and, like, obviously want to have the best performance that we can, but we're not really expected to do much by the rowing community. Like, we're still in the CRCA coaches pool. We're still placed fifth behind Trin, who's not going to NCAAs.
Okay, right.
And so it's very much just like, we know what we can do, and we're just really excited to show everybody else what we've been working on.
Because there's a great history of the 2V doing really well at NCAAs. You're probably conscious of that, right?
Yeah. They've historically done incredibly well at NCAAs, but we didn't get to go last year, so that kind of gave other schools the opportunity to step into that. Right now, we've got the fourth seed. We're going into heats against Tufts, which will be really great to see right off the bat where we stack up.
How does it work? Remind me, is the top two in the heat on the grand final? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, top two go to grand finals. Okay. Bottom two go to the repechage, which is later in the afternoon on Friday.
So obviously the goal is you and Tufts would hopefully be in the top two probably.
Yes, yeah. We would love to not have to do that afternoon heats. But obviously, you know, if we have to, then that's okay. Give us a little extra time on the water, but
yeah, I remember the last time we went to NCAAs, actually the 2V went from the repechage all the way to winning the gold medal.
Correct.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You were here, you weren't at NCAAs for that, but you were here at Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you remember watching that?
Yeah, I did. it was incredible. That I think it was like the performance of their lives. It was really fun to watch.
So for you personally, this is your first trip. So what are you most looking forward to?
I'm just excited to see it. Like, I have never gotten to do this before. I've gotten to watch my teammates go. And as somebody who's like, somebody who watching your teammates not getting to go, coach always says, like, whatever the summit team comes back with is part, like, you helped push them to get there. And so I've seen the other side of it. But now I get to go and row for my teammates who don't get to be here. So it's like you're pushing for your boat, but you're also pushing for the other 30 people who don't get to come.
The men's rowing team is on the Cooper River in Camden, New Jersey this Friday and Saturday, with heat starting at 10 a.m. on Friday and finals set for Saturday at the IRA National Championship. Senior captain Sean Christensen and the first varsity eight picked up a silver medal at the National Invitational Rowing Championship. Now, what can they do for an encore?
We've got our three men's rowing captains with us here on the Bobcast. We've got Ian Van Loo, Sean Christensen, and Ben Auerbach talking about the IRA National Championship coming up this weekend. They are already down in New Jersey. Sean, let's start with you. How was the trip down this morning? 8 a.m. bus ride there. How was the trip with the team and everything?
The trip has been good. I think spirits are high. We're excited. We're ready to race. Yeah, it was nice to sleep in a bit this morning and spend some good quality time with the guys coming down here. We're currently actually being hosted for dinner by the lovely Firmenich family. So, you know, shout out to all the parents who've been helping feed us and all of that. We ate lunch at the Brody's earlier this afternoon. And, you know, without them, we wouldn't really be able to, like, pull this off. So huge thanks to them. But yeah, it's been a good travel day so far. Going to get settled into the hotel later and then practice on the course tomorrow and race heats on Friday and finals on Saturday. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You know what I find funny about IRAs is, for the seniors at least, you guys have already graduated. And so, Ian, I mean, what's that like, you know, having already graduated from Bates but still competing for the Bobcats here, you know, a week later?
You know, honestly, I'm pretty grateful for this extra time that we get to have here. Because, you know, graduation, all that kind of creeps on you pretty quickly. And it's sad for everyone leaving. But for us, it's really nice to be able to be surrounded by the team just for a little bit longer and to compete with the guys who we've put in so much work with all season and across the past 4 years. And I feel like it's a really nice way to close out the end of mine and our college careers.
Yeah, Ben, what's your view on that?
Yeah, it's just such a privilege to be able to represent this school one last time. You know, it's been 4 years for two of us and sadly just 3 years for me, and every year it's just an absolute privilege, and it's no different this year. It's just as Ian said, it's just such a treat to have a little bit of extra time with this just truly special and amazing group of people. So yeah, I'm super pumped. I'm really excited to see what we can accomplish here.
Sean, obviously a lot of momentum, especially with, the first varsity eight having just earned a silver medal there in IRCs after having picked up a bronze medal at New England's. Obviously, the next step would be first, right? I mean, what's been the points of emphasis trying to take that next step heading into the biggest regatta yet, right?
Yeah, I think we've put ourselves in a good position, and especially with NERCs and NIRCs, it's really anyone's race, and we want to put ourselves in the position where when it comes down to it, we can be able to win. So one thing that I've been thinking about the past couple of days or weeks is like how coach often says this, like IRAs is the cherry on top, like it's all just extra. And that's really been ringing true to me the past couple of weeks, because the NERCs was the first medal I had ever gotten at NERCs, and NIRCs was also the first time I had medaled at that regatta. So it's like IRAs, literally, I obviously I want to win, but like I'm really, really incredibly proud of what we've been able to accomplish this season, and it really is just all extra. And I think we can just go out there, be proud of what we've accomplished so far this season, but go out there later this week and just put it all out on the water and show our full hand. So I think that's what's been kicking around in my mind a lot recently.
What about for you, Ian? I mean, you've been to IRAs before also. You're in the 2V. What are your thoughts on, this regatta coming up? What in terms of, how it compares to previous experiences? Obviously, last year I think the 2V, I believe, got fourth last year, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so over the past couple of weeks following NIRCs, we found a lot of speed on the water. We've done a lot of comparisons and seat racing on the water, and filling in guys and trying out new lineups, seeing what might work. We're kind of following off of somewhat disappointing result at NIRCs, just due to a variety of reasons, and we're really hoping to, kind of we're really glad that we have this extra opportunity to hopefully shine and do really well with this newfound speed that we've gotten. And so we're all really excited going into this, and I'm just hoping, the past 2 years, sophomore year and junior year, I also competed in the 2V, and we had really amazing results for ourselves, and I'm just hoping we can do that one more time.
And then Ben, after being in a four last year at IRAs, in the 1V now this year, you've done that before a couple of years back, got a bronze medal. What's it like now, returning to the 1V? What are you most excited about for this upcoming opportunity here?
I'm super excited to be back in the top boat. It's a there's that great quote about runners trying to improve their game, where they're supposed to run with people who run faster than them to kind of elevate their own abilities and find that little bit extra within themselves. I feel like every time I've switched into the 1V, I've kind of unlocked a new gear that I didn't really even know I had. So it's always just an absolute trip to see like what my ability does and how my ability increases when I get into that top boat. And then also, it's such a privilege to row with these guys who work so hard. And it's all the same team, but the ability level does change pretty drastically from boat to boat. So, yeah, it's someplace I never expected to be. And it's kind of like what Sean was saying with the how IRAs is extra. It's any chance to row for me is really extra. And last year being so injured kind of proved to me how amazing it is to row. So yeah, I try to come at it with just all positivity and try and just give it every ounce of being I have.
Well, and Sean, one cool thing about IRAs, I think, and it used to be back in the day before they added the D3 race, if Bates made IRAs, they'd be competing against the University of Washington's and the Cals of the world. But now it's more you get to see them. You don't have to race against them, but you get to see them, and that's always a cool experience, right? Because you're seeing guys who are Olympians and stuff. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, we do. It's pretty cool. I think last time we chatted, Aaron and I chatting to you a little bit about, yeah, it's fun just to walk around and be able to see like, oh man, like so and so has won like an Olympic medal and we're pseudo racing against each other. But the the four that we're sending is actually going to be racing against all of those guys. So they're in the Division One four category. So they will actually be going up against like the likes of Cal and UW, Harvard, all of those guys. So it's pretty cool to be able to face up against them.
Are you jealous of the four, or are you relieved you don't have to do it?
You know, it's I enjoy being able to face up against our NESCAC foes, I have to say. It's fun to be able to look around at all that, but as I enjoy facing off against the other D3 programs for sure.
Absolutely. Well, break it down for us. So on Friday, Ian, there are heats, and is it like the women's races where it's like the top two go to the grand final? How's it work? Is it the same for the 2V and the 1V? I remember there used to be like a race for lanes for 2V. Is that all gone? How break it down how it's going to work on Friday.
Yeah, so this year is going to be a little bit different from last year, where, like you said, it was just a race for lanes. But this year it's a little bit more exciting. I think they might have brought in a couple more teams, and so this Friday will be a heat for finals. So I believe for the men, it's top three from each race will advance to the grand finals, and then that will determine placement lanes and races going into Saturday, where we will race the finals. So yeah.
Gotcha. Is there any sort of repêchage if for someone finishes fourth, or is that not ha
Well,
happening?
that would be for the four, because they'll be competing in the D1, and they have to go through a few more trials and tribulations than we do in the eights. So we send them our best wishes to our very brave guys in the four. But they will be doing heats, and I think they'll do a time trial followed by a heat or a semi, and then into a final. So they're doing three races total this year, or four races total?
Yeah,
4 races
it's
total this year.
four races in 3 days.
Yes.
Gotcha. So a lot of action there for the four. So keep an eye out for that. Great. Well, Ben, I guess any other thoughts you wanted to mention on the upcoming IRAs we haven't got to talk about yet?
No, I mean, I think this year especially, but in all 4 years I've been here, people have kind of they've looked at us and they've been mystified by our speed on the water. They kind of know secondhand what our ergs are and how strong we are on the rowing machine, and they think, oh, Bates isn't really going to be that much of an issue this year. They're not going to be very competitive. They're not very fast. They're not very strong. But really, we get out on the water and we show them we're not really cut from the same cloth that they are. You know, this year we've gone to just a completely different level that I don't think a NESCAC school has seen in a very long time. So I think everyone else should be scared, and we've overcome really our biggest foes this whole season, and Trinity's really next up. So that's what's on our mind. That's what we've been thinking about this past week, is just how we can get past that yellow boat.
Sean, yeah, I mean, should Trinity be looking over their shoulder?
Yeah, they should. I'm just excited to race. I think we've put
Yeah,
in a lot
let's
of good
do
work, and we're resting, we're getting fed well, and I think it's all coming together. Now it's just time to sit down and do it and not think too much. So
Exactly. And Ian, I'll let the stroke of the 2V get the last word here. Anything else you want to mention?
well, nothing that wouldn't echo my fellow captains here with me. We're all excited to race, excited to see what we can do this upcoming weekend, and happy to represent the school.
Excellent. Well, I'll let you get back to your excellent meal you're having there. And thank you so much for taking time out of your evening to join us here on the Bobcast. Really appreciate it.
Course,
Thank you,
thank
Aaron.
you.
Thanks,
All
Aaron.
right. We'll see
See
you
you
this
later.
weekend.
Head coach Peter Steenstra has an interesting balancing act to pull off this week, with both national championship regattas happening at the same time, about 45 minutes apart.
To start off with, it's just getting ourselves to Friday morning to begin with, because there's a lot between now and then. A lot of travel, a lot of logistics, a lot of making sure that we can get all of our equipment to both locations, get everything set up, get everybody a chance to get their boats out on the water and go through the equipment, make sure that's good. And I can only be at one place at a time, and it sounds like it's going to be most of my time spent on I-95 in New Jersey, back and forth between Cherry Hill and Mercer. But you know, I could have worse problems out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, have you developed a game plan for your logistical challenges you're facing this weekend?
I mean, the general game plan is that Katie Flynn will be on site at all times with the women's side, and Mike will be there on the men's side, and I'm going to do my best to be where I'm needed the most. And we've known about this all year, this possibly happening. We've got an administrator, Adrian Scheibels, is coming down to be on the NCAA side of things to help out Katie. And I think that if I'm going to probably lean to one side or spend a little more time on one side, it would be on the IRA side with the guys, just because there are three boats there and Mike would be on his own. So at the very least, the game plan is to try to be where they need me. And they don't really need me when they're on the water racing. Oddly enough, that's when they need me the least. But if we've done our jobs properly, then they barely need us at all on race day. And our whole job is to just be present when they're getting themselves ready and getting them to the race course on time and making sure they have all the things that they need between bow numbers and racing unis and bottles of water and things like that, and make sure they launch on time. That's really the majority of what we do on race day.
Have you dared look at the weather forecast yet? Because that's been the year.
Aaron, no, we're not even going to. No. It's way off in the future. I'll take a look at that on Thursday night, right around 6 p.m. I'll give that a glance.
Well, I'm curious about, you know, kind of where the teams are at from a mentality standpoint, because, I mean, obviously the women weren't even sure they were going to get in at all. And then you didn't know either. And then they got in, and obviously they were thrilled to get in. And the men had that automatic bid. They knew they were getting in. What have you kind of noticed from the teams, you know, out there on the water, you know, where they're at from kind of a mentality standpoint, because kind of different, you know, paths they took to get to this point, right?
Yeah, well, where the two are, you know, you could say that we're going in with the more battle-tested group on the men's side. They've been to IRA for a string of years now. And there's a whole mess of guys that have been there multiple times at this point. We've only got four freshmen that are there, and only, I think, one or two others that didn't go before. So the vast majority of the group has been there before. It's part of the routine now. They've had really good racing results. They've been very slowly and meticulously climbing the ladder to the point that they finished second in NESCAC. So the guys are going with the full intention of having a very, very good weekend. They're not going to be shy about it. They want to race they want to fight for that top spot. They're willing to take anybody on head to head. So they're really looking forward to that. And it's going to start with a good heat. And that's how it's going to begin. We know that we've got Colby in our heat, and we know that we're certainly not looking past them. And we know that Marietta's in our heat, a crew that no one's really seen yet. So they're going into this with a good frame of mind. They're veteran racers, they're experienced guys. So, they're pretty excited about it. You know, to compare that to on the women's side, you're right. It's a big difference in that only a few have been to the NCAAs before. So in that sense, it's kind of a green group, but we didn't get accepted or get the bid and then immediately go, oh, good, we're done. That's not the way that they're going to do it. I know that they left the NIRC knowing that there's more. We've been doing some more things with additional work in the fine tuning areas, and we found a little more speed with the first year making her way into the second boat. So we've got some more power in there. And I think that overall, they've gotten quite a bit better. And they're just that much more focused in what they're doing, because they're going into this with the full intention of being competitive at the top. We're not just showing up to get the participation medallion.
Well, it's interesting because, like, we have Riley Eaton on this week's episode. He's a senior captain in the second varsity eight who has never been to NCAAs before. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah. You even have a senior captain who's never been. That's kind of an interesting dynamic, right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Well, you're right. We had that long string of attendance, and then we didn't make it last year. It was really tight. And we flipped the script with Trinity. Last year they went, this year we went. So, yeah, I think Eden has had this in mind for quite a while. She's been wanting to make this travel roster, which she did. And as the captain, it was upon, she, or she ch- took this on as responsibility her and Kemp and Burdick to get the program back to this NCAAs. And I think that that's exactly obviously what's happened, but it was fully intentional. Nothing about that was accidental. And, you know, Eden is very ready to race at this highest level. She wants her collegiate career to end just like this.
Absolutely. You work closely with the Coxsons. For the women's side, it's a pair of first years, right? And then on the men's side, you have a little bit more experience there too.
Yeah. Well, on the women's side, it's actually a trio of first years.
True. Yes.
Yeah. So it's pretty great to have. We have this group of first year coxswains that are really fantastic. And we're going to start their 4-year runoff here with a trip to NCAA. So it's going to be the three of them and others battling out for these spots for the next 4 years. And it's just the way it's going to be. Right. But yeah, they're excited about it. I know they're also pretty, you know, like Herbie is, Ken Herbst is battle tested herself. She knows what she's doing on the race course. She's had a lot of good races at a high level in high school ranks, junior ranks. So none of this is really foreign to her. And she's pretty excited about it, I think.
You know, on the men's side, obviously, you're kind of chasing Trinity, right, on paper. And then on the women's side, you're chasing Tufts on paper and a few others perhaps as well. I mean, what are your thoughts on terms of, like, the competition? Because it's super close, but there do appear to be favorites, quote-unquote, on paper, right?
Yeah, Trinity's a very strong program, but to say that we're chasing them, I think it has a lot more of Trinity might be looking back.
Right.
I think they're doing their best to stay ahead of us, for one thing. But I know the Williams coach very well. I know the Wesleyan coach very well. And I know that these programs are very well operated. So they know how to get from NIRC to the IRA. They know what they're doing. So they're going to come back with, just like us, our crews are better. Crews are more prepared. And so will theirs. We know that that's going to be the case. Yeah, on the women's side, Tufts is going to be tough. They're going to be tough. Yeah, right. Solid program, deep program, big, powerful. They've got all the pieces they need. There's no reason to expect that anything's going to be different. We also know that Wesleyan has been, I think, I would even say that Wesleyan might have been underperforming throughout some of the championship portion of the season. So we'll see that crew really bring it together well, because, again, very good coaches. The assistant coach there is Emma T, you know, former Bates grad. So I know that we're going to have sort of a clean slate with all the competition. Whatever happened in the past, I think you can set that aside and know that everyone's coming at this thing with everything they got.
Yeah, certainly. Well, I mean, any other thoughts you wanted to share about, you know, the upcoming regattas we haven't got to talk about yet? Anything else we should know?
Just that I'm very happy with my teams. They've done very well, not just to get to this point, but to learn more about how to communicate with coaches, learning more how to work with each other, and learning how to kind of set personal needs aside and really put the best of what you can offer into your full effort in the boat and within the program. So we've had a couple bumps along the way in every sort of meaning of the word, but I'm happy with what they've done thus far, and I'm proud of the group, both teams. So really looking forward to this.
Excellent. NCAAs and IRAs, both in New Jersey, Friday and Saturday. West Windsor, New Jersey for NCAAs, and of course, Camden, New Jersey for IRAs. Peter Steenstra, head coach of the Bates Rowing Program. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks.
Next time on the Bates Bobcast, it's our final episode of the spring as we recap all the action from NCAAs and IRAs for the rowing teams before taking our summer break. Stay up to date on all the latest Bates Athletics news by going to gobatesbobcats.com, and we'll catch you next time on the Bates Bobcast.